Ruth. Chapter 3. Then Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens you were? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself therefore, and anoint yourself, and put your best clothes upon you, and get down to the floor, but make not yourself known unto the man, until he shall have finished eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall mark the place where he shall lie, and you shall go in, and uncover his feet, and lay down, and he will tell you what you shall do. And she said unto her, All that you say unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bid her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid herself down. And it came to pass at midnight, that the man was startled, and turned himself, and, behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth your handmaid, spread therefore your skirt over your handmaid, for you are near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, in that you followed not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to you all that you require, for all the city of my people does know that you are a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am your near kinsman, however there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto you the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part, but if he will not do the part of a kinsman to you, then will I do the part of a kinsman to you, as the Lord lives, lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could recognize another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the cloak that you have upon you, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, How are you, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley he gave me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto your mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not rest, until he has finished the thing this day.